Hello, you are listening to Maximum Awesomeness, and we are back, which we haven't been for a long time.
And we're very sorry.
Yes, we are. This is my sister,
Arabe. And I don't know why we are talking in this accent, but it is very fun.
Okay, okay. She tends to be weird like that.
I know, okay. I'm good at that.
Ignore her, okay? This is my sister, Arabia. You haven't actually, like...
Met her, even though her. It feels like it, because we've done so many messed up ones.
Yeah, we've but... like, this is our fourth podcast record.
Actually, fifth.
But... Fifth? I don't remember. Okay, but anyway, the point is, today we have several discussion points, a couple emails, and a lot of movie news. I need you... Aqua, get here over here with my computer.
Okay. She looks like a hacker. She's like lit by the pale glow of the computer.
Well, no. Okay, no, let me give you the background of this. Okay. We're recording this from Arabia's Macintosh computer, which has really good sound quality.
It's called a Mac, not a Macintosh.
No, it's actually Macintosh.
I know, but it sounds stupid like that. Because there's also a hotel.
And our...
I'm pretty sure, actually.
And our other sister, Aqua, was playing on my computer. In the background, so let me see if I can...
I don't think you want to know... Yes, you don't want to know what she was doing, maybe...
Okay, this is probably...
Checking the stock market, or...
Yeah, right,
maybe. Oh. Shut up, people. You just called her name. I keep having to...
Lots of editing for Cinders. Oh, yeah.
It's really annoying.
Yeah. Alright, movie news. That's what we've got.
Yes,
up.
Okay.
And then we'll wrap up with some emails.
Uh-huh. Well, no, but it'll probably be kind of long and just basically bumbling through this clumsily.
Bumbling.
Yes.
That word.
Here, go do something in the corner, Aqua. Okay, here.
Or just stand here and don't talk.
Okay. Anyway. More. We have a lot of cast suggestions from... Like, popularity, I spent, like, a whole afternoon looking up on this stuff. And so, for Max, we have Ellen Page, who was in Juno, as many of you know. And what do you think about her, Arabia?
I don't think about that accent too much.
No, because, stop. Sorry. No, okay, I only said one word. Just get over it.
Okay. Anyway, Ellen Page... I love Ellen Page, but she's just not good for Max.
She was really short.
No, I don't really... No, I'm just saying that her personality is so at variance with Max. I mean, she is wisecracking and really got
Max,
this...
not Ellen Page.
Ellen Page. Oh. She's wisecracking... In Juno, anyway. So, Juno she could perfectly pull off, but not Max.
No, but Max
is just too tough. She's... kind of world-weary. It's like she never says that, but it's underneath all of her comments.
Okay.
It just is, you know? She's also kind of cynical and stuff, which just Ellen Page has said.
You, who Arabia has been begging to read my new, copy of Max, the new book, which, okay, so the next person we have is Alexa Vega, which if you look up a picture on her, you can see what she looks like now, because she does not. On images, stupid.
It'll come up.
We're typing Alexa Vega into Google now.
See?
Thing is, she's a little bit, like, she used to look a lot more like I pictured Max, but now she's just a little bit too...
She's too old.
Yeah, she's way too old.
Look at her. Okay, just no way.
Yeah.
She looks a little bit like Hayden Panettiere.
I disagree, but oh well. Moving on, Mika Burum, who's really, really, like, her hair is really straight and very, very blonde. So, I don't think it would work, but poor girl about the names. Mika Burum.
My fault.
She typed badly.
Very bad.
Scoot over, you're taking all the stuff on the chair. Space.
There we go. Hey, her face isn't too bad.
No, but, like, look at her hair. It's so...
Well, I don't think we should focus on the hair that much. I mean, I don't know her personality. What has she been in?
I don't know. I saw it in... It's a pretty popular suggestion, but I guess her hair can be changed. But...
Yeah, she obviously. I mean, the hair is the least of our concerns. And look.
We have another...
It's straightened.
Yeah.
Because, look, she has curly hair there. Okay, so, see?
Okay, but, the next person is Carly Casey, who I've seen in a couple of YouTube videos. But
Carly Casey.
The thing is, she's a little bit too... She's really girly looking.
Oh, no. Too old. Too old. This is, no, she looks too old. I don't care how old she is. She
is a really bad picture.
Bad picture, yeah.
There's only one good picture I've seen.
That's not okay picture. She's just not Max. Too
also
pretty.
Also very blonde.
Max is supposed to be, like, unconventional.
And the next person, okay, watch as I attempt to pronounce this person's name. Margarita Leviva. Okay, no, that was...
Okay, that wasn't an attempt. That was a ridicule.
She's gorgeous.
But no, but she really...
She looks too old. Again, can't they find a child actor? There's a million child actors.
No, she's not too old. She reminds me of Shakira. Now go away, Aqua.
She does. She does. Her hair is very similar. Her eyes are bigger, though, but...
thing is, she is so scary to me. Like, you need to steal her hair and her eyes and just everything else can just...
No. She's too... too adult looking.
She's scary.
She doesn't look like a teenage rebel.
She's so scary looking.
Exactly.
She's like...
There's no teenage rebel vibe coming from
her. Vibe? You can't get a vibe from a picture.
I think you can, okay?
Okay. Well, anyway, I just kind of want to get over Gazzy's. There's this kid named... No, come on, no, that's for Fang.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, fine, we're doing Fang next.
Yes.
Never mind.
I like Fang. Fang's ones are more interesting to look into because
he's not... No, but there are,
like,
no pictures. There are no good pictures. They're all, like, Facebook pictures.
Yeah.
No, just say Princess Diaries 2, which is a movie he was in. Oh, God, I hated that movie, but I had to watch it anyway.
See?
He is... No, that's not him.
How would you know? Oh, that's your...
Well, he plays the guard. He's like... His name is like Lionel or something.
Yeah, so he's a real...
If anybody could email us a picture of him...
Eric
so can...
Black. Brag. Not Black. So sorry.
B-R-A-G-G. Okay.
Yes.
Well, just... And another person I was personally thinking, which...
Okay, never heard of him.
Adamo Riviera, he's in Degrassi. But the thing is, he's kind of feminine looking. That's my only problem.
Oh, you're right. Not... His face is too kind of ovalish. It's not like... You know,
he has kind of puppy dog eyes, which I don't really like that much.
I mean, not that that's a bad thing, but just for Fang, he looks a little too like a Spanish lover.
I can't really pass judgment here because and he's really short too. So
okay, you know what? For me, he's out. Okay, other people might think differently, but I'm pretty sure he's not going to be
Alex
chosen. Too, again, he looks too old.
Shut up. Just move on.
Sorry.
He is. He's like 20. And his voice is really wrong, too. But, oh, well.
Yeah, so he's just wrong. This is wrong.
Yesterday,
but he's still a candidate.
I don't remember what it was, but I said something to her, and she's like, no, you're wrong. I just laughed so hard.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Okay, anyway. I do. Okay.
Okay.
That's an epiphany.
Have you noticed that we always talk at the same time? It's really... Strange.
And we still can hear what the other one's saying. Anyway, go on.
Okay, Iggy Bet. There's this kid from...
only one?
I could only find one that I actually agreed with. And the other
kid...
Well,
these are the only ones you agree with?
Well, no, there's...
Okay, yeah. Again, I remember seeing these. Yeah. Alex Pettifer, okay.
With his hair long, it's better, but...
And not just that, he has dyed a slightly less blinding shade of bleach blonde, and he'll be fine. I mean, look. It's like...
That's a weird picture. He was in Stormbreaker, which is a...
Oh, I haven't heard of that.
What's his name? I can't remember right now, but... It's Anthony Horowitz.
I don't know, but I'm thinking he looks a little bit more like Fang. As in his just the
he's
his
so
no as just him. In his his character kind of not in his looks.
Yeah, we don't have
much.
Very many good Fang suggestions because most of them are.
I'm
like,
just saying Alex Pettifer hit. Just saying his character because his appearances can be changed. So don't go completely on appearance just because he looks exactly like Fang. Does it mean get act
I haven't
like
seen
a
the movie because somebody told me that the movie was really bad, but I don't know. Anyway, just
Storm
I have,
what. What
the only ones I really care about, like, the ones that I really, they have to get good is, I really want them to get a good actress for Max and a good actress for Angel, because those are the biggest problems in my, so, for Gazzy now, we have this kid named Luke Benward, who he's really too old, but, like, in some pictures, he looks kind of young.
Looks really young.
But he's 14.
Oh, okay. You know what? For Gaz, he's gotta be a real kid. Okay, he looks kind of like
a kid. That was a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
Just this picture. He was in a movie called Minutemen on Disney.
Oh, okay. I've heard
of that. I hated that movie too, but...
I don't know.
Just, he's kind of old, but in a way, he could look like an 8-year-old, but just his personality, it perfectly captures Gazzy, like...
Yeah, he looks mischievous. I mean, look.
Well, no, the picture that I saw...
Look, Gazzy face, yeah, look at that.
The picture that... we just are looking at pictures on the internet. This is the picture that I saw before I realized that it was the kid that I already knew. I thought he looked really young there, but he's actually not...
Really?
That's the most recent picture. Oh, well,
see, you can make people look younger.
Yeah, that's true. I'm just worried that he's gonna, like, grow.
Like, 3 feet. Yeah, he could shoot up, like, any second, you know?
That's another danger with Freddie Highmore, who looks like a 6-year-old, but he's 17 years old.
Well, if he's 17, he's not gonna shoot up, hopefully.
One that definitely no, but you can find a picture of him. His name is Andrew Sprague, and he is so scary. You can't find it on Google. It's on YouTube. Look, I have the pic. I pulled the picture from my computer. No, it's right here.
Oh, it came up in media.
It's this one. He's so scary, and he looks like
he looks like he could be Gazzy. Because remember, Gazzy's also seen things that he's like.
No, but he looks like a 2-year-old. He's 9, but still.
No, he doesn't look 2. Look at his eyes.
He looks like a 2-year-old. The only thing is, he's so scary because his eyes are kind of tilted down. He's got, like,
crazily intense blue eyes, okay? But not...
Not really.
Yes, they are intense, no. Okay? Sad. They're just, really sad blue eyes.
Just, no. No. I know.
Okay, we get it. You've got this gut feeling.
Nudge, there are a couple... There are 2... interesting ones that were...
Yeah, I like this. I like this. I love nudges. Okay. Paige Hurd. She's great. I mean, you know, her hair is great into this picture.
I know, she looks exactly like... But the thing is...
I know, like, looks... How old is she?
I think she's 13. Aww. I don't know.
Yeah, that would be perfect.
Yeah, I think that's actually really good.
And...
No, we're not going on yet. Let me finish talking about...
Fine.
She's... the closest thing that I could come to Nudge that's in my head, but, like,
I always imagine Nudge with, like, this giant, fluffy ponytail. Don't ask me why. You know, like, really, like, on top of her head, almost.
You know, but, you
like,
know
really bouncy. And
it wasn't until the second book that I realized that she was African-American.
You're kidding.
No, seriously, I thought she was, like, a Caucasian girl with blonde hair in the first one.
What?
I know. Victoria Justice, no. A lot of people want her to be... Ella, but just no.
Wait, Ella?
Mm-hmm. She's way too skinny. She, like,
yeah, bony. She looks just
But she is kind
wrong.
Of,
She's Latin pretty. American too. She is pretty. Okay.
Too skinny for me. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Parker McKenna Posey.
There's a lot of... She's 13.
And she's really short.
And that doesn't matter. Not
yes, just it does. They're all supposed to be tall.
For their age, but that could be taken as anything.
I guess.
And the height doesn't matter, again, that much. She's got to be a good actress.
Well, like, yeah, but how do we
real
know?
Real bubbly.
I haven't seen anything with Parker Posey in it, but...
See, that's true.
I had to laugh every time I heard her name, because it's like, Posey.
Posey, yeah. See, oh, okay, Nudge. That's how I imagine Nudge, with her hair like that. Immediately.
Let's describe this for our listeners who cannot see.
Okay, she's got a beige, khaki-colored, real nice tunic dress on. I'm a girl, okay? Some of them might. Okay.
Well, yeah, but they're not gonna be like, ooh, let's take this detail and make it her. The point is the hairstyles, which is...
Okay, it's like, all of her hair is pushed up as, like, a fan to the top of her head. You know, African-Americans do that sometimes. Like, it's a real good way to deal with their hair. It's just pushed all the way up. I don't know.
Okay, Angel.
I like it.
Elle Fanning, which...
Oh, she's gotta be dangerous and cute and sweet and evil-looking at the same time.
Stop. Leave Angel alone, because you're making me cry. No, I'm just kidding.
Wait, anyways, what? Oh,
It's just Elle Fanning. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it's Elle.
Spell correctly. Gosh.
I love... Okay, Dakota Fanning is one of my
favorite...
That's
my favorite picture of her. There's a picture.
Same.
She's okay. Kind of... She has
Dakota
like her...
Fanning is one of my favorite actresses, like, definitely.
This
I've
isn't
never
Dakota,
seen...
this is Elle.
I know, but if she's anything like her sister, which she is with here. See, look how it, they look so similar.
Uh-huh. She's 11, but she looks, she looks really, no, but the, she looks really
Look young. At her, look at her eyes. She looks perfect for the part. Mm-hmm. She and she's really cute. She could do it, yeah. She could do it well. I mean, really good acting.
That looks a little bit older, though. That's a good picture. There's one where she looks like she's 5, but, oh, never mind.
Well, she's just got bad glasses on there.
Well, sure, hopefully she doesn't wear glasses in the movie. Yeah.
Of course not. Look at that.
And then we have a color.
Well, Dakota's 15 now.
No,
she is 13. Dakota.
13 or 14.
Dakota is 15. I just looked.
Fine. I don't care. Anyway.
Just saying. So then now Ellie. Elle or whatever.
This was my little. I've been kind of obsessed with this idea. I kind of want Michelle Pfeiffer to be director. Because she can do evilness well, and I already know she's a good actress, but I wish they could give her a bigger
I never knew she was a director, too.
She wasn't a director.
Well, why do you want her to direct it?
No, for the director. Director of iTex. I'm sorry, people.
Oh! You kept messing me up.
If
director of the movie. I was like, wait, what?
I
didn't know she was a director.
I didn't mean to do that. I'm sorry for confusing you.
Yes, you did. Okay.
Michelle Obama came up.
Yeah. Yeah, well, obviously.
She's perfect. Just.
Yeah.
Thing is, she can do the bony, scary, it's just perfect.
Yes.
She doesn't really look like a tortoise, though, but whatever.
Well, you know, we've got to have pretty, too.
You know, actually, yesterday,
she's actually really pretty.
I was watching this old movie. I forget what it's called, but.
Jamie
Lee Curtis was in it, and I was thinking, could she be Ann Walker? I know Ann Walker's supposed to be, blonde and I kind of like her look. She's kind of, if she dyed her hair, she could pull
it
off.
She could pull it off.
Yeah. She might be a little bit too old for it now, because I think she's 60-something.
I don't know. But, oh, well. Well, here, look. This is what she used to look like. She used to dye her hair.
No, I know. I know, but in this movie, she was 20-something.
Okay, so she's 60 now.
Yes, but the thing, it just it fits with a mansion in Virginia. Just it's perfect.
She looks like it, yeah.
It's and somebody I've never heard of this person before, but I think he might be Scandinavian, like me. No, yeah, that's not the point. His name is Ian Somerhalder, and he's for Ari, and he's just
here. Yes. Oh, he comes up immediately. Yeah, I remember him.
His eyes are kind of
poor Ari. He's like I said. He's like. Whoa, don't kill me.
But the thing is that, then they, if they see, did him, they would have to choose one for Max. They'd see, have to choose, what's her name? Because I think it'd be best if they chose, the weird name person? The pretty one.
Margarita?
No. Mika Burum.
Why?
Because he looks like he could be her sister. If it stretched, maybe.
Let me see.
He
could. They could make him look like. Yeah, but they're not supposed to look anything alike anyway, right?
Well, but they're half siblings, so they might have the same same intensity.
Bone structure. Yeah, that's true. She doesn't look intense though. She looks girly. Mika Burum looks girly. She doesn't look intense. Look at that.
And she has a dumb name. I would laugh in the middle of the theater.
Well, come on.
I'm sorry.
Well, she can't help her name. Okay.
Yeah, she's too teenager,
Exactly. New York. Ooh, she looks like Lindsay Lohan.
Sorry, anybody who is living
there. Wait, isn't that Lindsay Lohan? That is Lindsay Lohan. Lohan. I was like...
We're looking at pictures on Google, and it's not really the best.
Nah.
But, too bad, we're getting through it.
Yes, we're
And for...
Bumbling, as you would say.
Bumbling. I like that word. No. Yeah. Okay, so now I think we should move on to our mailbag before we get to our main discussion topic.
Okay.
Which, I'll... Here, Aqua, who's been patiently waiting in the background, you can go play with my computer in the corner now.
Her excitement is just overwhelming.
Yeah, I know. She's very...
We're so cynical here, aren't we? Okay, no. Okay. What's this?
Strangeness. And that's the Safari.
Oh.
By the way, guys, we have a new website. It's... Maybe you don't want to go to it now because it's kind of unfinished. We just have our bios up there. It's, I think I actually got something wrong for Jules is, but it's,
Yeah, she's not descended from Native Alaskans. She's Navajo.
I knew that. I told you that.
I know. But you wrote Native Alaskans. There's a difference.
I'm sorry. I hate HTML. It's so annoying.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I know.
Go on.
I'm a very confusing person.
Anyway, you are a very confusing
person. It's maxawesomeness.com, and we all have new emails, too. I've set up some emails. If you want to send us an email, you can. We will keep the Gmail one up, but send any other emails to cast@maxawesomeness.com, which, if you do that, we'll get the email. But, you know, just for now, you can just keep sending them to maxawesomeness@gmail. We won't move it because... some people would be like, what? And then we wouldn't answer. But by the way, we are going to read some of our emails. Now, if you would go to Gmail. Oops, sorry. Faster! Faster! Okay, faster! Okay. Faster! Our impatient.
Ow!
I'm sorry.
Okay, okay.
Whoa, who is that?
Can you
Aqua's.
Stop it, Aqua.
You go to sign out.
Yes.
Sign out.
Okay, you type it so that you don't have to say it for the entire podcast I was like, what's your password? Oh, okay.
But you know what? I was thinking of doing something. I want your opinion on it, actually.
Mine?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking to them. Okay.
Should I set up an anonymous email account so that people don't want to give their email addresses out can just, like, log on to the Gmail and send us email from there?
Okay. That's so supportive, aren't I?
And very specifically just, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. This is from Tasha. And here is her email.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Tasha. How about you read this?
Okay, fine. Hi, my name is Tasha. I just recently started listening to your podcast. Spelling mistakes annoy me. I really like it. When will the next one be? I also have some podcast-related questions. Ooh, okay, no. Number one, are Fang and Max... Hey, you know, you sound higher than me. Are Fang and Max being together going to... jeopardize the flock?
Leave the girl alone.
I'm sorry. It's not you, Tasha. What do you think? Is Fang emo? What do you think? I agree with India Jules. I love Fang for his personality, and he's hot.
No comments.
Yeah, no comments. Okay, there was this big debate. Do you think either...
in love with the
And you talk about...
tales.
Either Gazzy or Iggy may be gay. I hope not, but what do you think? Rock on, Tasha.
Don't read the PS, you don't need to.
Yes, okay. I happen to have my full faculty of my mind. Okay.
Never mind. Cool. Okay, Taylor many of you quote. People okay. May have noticed that stupid iTunes lost our first episode, which I reposted it, so it's there, but it doesn't have the awesome title, okay? So, but, oh well.
No awesome title.
No anyway, awesome
okay,
title.
Anyway, let's answer her questions, okay?
Are Fang and Max being together going to jeopardize the flock?
All it we can would say anyway. Is, let's hope not, but probably yeah.
They'd be like, listen to me and don't talk.
Fine. Okay, I'm not saying
it. No, but like, if Fang was in like some predicament that he might be able to get out of, but she could go save him or the flock, it might put her into a really confusing position, which,
Well, that's like a 1 in a million chance that that's gonna happen.
Yeah, and she'd probably.
And I really hope James Patterson isn't gonna do that.
I know that
really
would just be.
That would kind of be kind of cheesy. I mean, he hasn't really done anything cheesy yet, but just saying that suggestion.
I actually no, but everything that all the fanfiction ideas that I've had, just because in most of them that I haven't actually published, I like to kind of like block out the romance because it's kind of annoying. It takes up a lot of space.
It's kind of usually overdone. Anyway.
But he just, does it just well, most, actually.
Oh, no. I mean the fan fiction.
Which is, for any of you people, if you are listening to me saying this is like the first and last time that I will ever say that romance is written well, because I tend to think that it's
not written well. Okay, we get it.
Well, not, I not think, it's not like I'm really a critic of that. Like,
oh, no, books, he's like, not a critic. Okay. No, we're all through that.
It's not like I sit in corners and read books. That's not written
I'm
well.
Half off the chair, by the way, Cinders. Ow!
Okay. I'm sorry. You were taking... I'm on the chair. We don't care.
I'm not on the chair. Okay. Anyway. What do you think? Oh, I don't... Okay, sorry. I just turned down the stupid voice thing.
Let's finally go back.
Okay. Stop it. Ignore the last couple minutes.
She held up her hands and was like, made this weird face and like was clapping her hands up and down, pretending that they were...
Okay, we don't have to go into details.
Okay. Okay, let's finally answer the question.
Is Thing emo? What do you think? In a very nicely concise answer, no.
The music he listens to is emo, which
what?
Emo music does rock.
What?
Which I do have to say.
Wait, say that again?
Emo music does rock. I do have to say that. And that's kind of music.
Just like any other music, some of it is great, some of it is not so great.
No, but I tend to like dark music more than...
Okay. Anyway.
Just like, I was watching South Park the other day with my dad, and it was so funny. But you would hate it.
What is it about?
Carlos Mencia got killed.
I wouldn't hate that. I laughed during the most gruesome parts.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not kidding. I saw Silence of the Lambs and I laughed throughout the whole thing because it was so poorly
done. No, I laughed through, sorry.
Okay, we're really off topic.
No, let me finish. Through the water horse. Okay. Through the water horse because there's this one thing where...
Okay, point taken. Now you're probably thinking really, really gruesome. Hey! Anyway.
Yeah.
Shush. Okay, I got the message.
Okay. Anyway, there's this thing where the water horse thing, whatever, I don't really care, picks up the boy and then like bounces him up and down like over the water. He's like,
ah, just bouncing me off the chair. Just turned in. By the way, Cinder started bouncing up and down. Is not something you want to see. kidding.
Anyway.
JK. Okay, I can't believe just said
that. Don't say. Yeah, I know. I hate that when people say
same
that.
Same here.
Platypus.
It's rubbing off. Okay.
Platypus person.
I thought it was princess. That.
I don't really care. It's a dumb.
Princess? I don't know. I mean, you know, fairy tales never get old. Anyway. Okay, so have we answered that question and successfully veered off topic?
In a way. We sort of answered the question, but not really.
Okay, Thang emo, no. What do we think? No. Okay, go on. Three. Okay, there was this big debate. Do you think either guys are... Okay.
Maybe. Do you think either Gazzy or Iggy? Maybe. Yeah, okay, sorry. Just because you were like...
No, I just felt like making weird voice. Okay. Anyway. No. Just anything else we can say? Maybe. Okay, no.
No, it'd
personally, be... just because... Okay, you don't have to read romance...
No, I want it to be kind of comedy.
You don't have to read... You are over-reading stuff into it. If the book doesn't say that, then it's not so...
No, it'd be so funny, though. I'd laugh through the whole thing.
How would that be like, funny?
Just... I don't know. Just, like, if it was just
it depends on how...
Iggy, I love you, but, like, to the wrong person, and somebody thought that...
It better not be Gazzy and Iggy, because Gazzy's 8.
Did I say Gazzy and Iggy?
Yes, you were like, Gazzy, Iggy, no. I love you.
No.
Okay, fine.
That's not what I meant. I'm sorry.
Good, okay.
I'm sorry
anyway,
if I sound
I
mean.
Hope
I'm not,
but what
mean.
Do you think? Well, look, the debate was about...
I am not mean at all.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Sorry, stupid internet. How did it log us out? Oh, well.
I have no idea.
Crap, I keep doing the password wrong. I love your keyboard. It's almost as cool as mine.
High praise.
Well, yeah, but you it's didn't buy your own computer like I did.
It's almost as cool as mine. Okay,
No, that's not... Just go to a different email, because Natasha sent me... Don't say back. Let me handle this. She has the more expensive computer, and yet she doesn't know how to use it as well as I do.
It stands to reason. Whatever that means.
I don't know.
Lots of Nicole.
Nicole is a person.
I said lots of Nicole, not who's Nicole.
No, it's the same Nicole. It's just she sent us like 4 emails. I'm sorry. She didn't send us very detailed ones, but here's one. I just wanted to tell you that I thought Max was a boy in the beginning. Until the part when she was waking up, Angel... She wrote Angle, but oh well. Angel and Nudge in the beginning. Nicole. What do you think? I already knew that it was a girl because somebody told me about
the series. A boy? Why would you think? Okay. What?
No. Okay, guys.
Oh, no. I told Cinders about it,
by the way. A little news flash. Okay. Maximum X, the site, has been renamed Max Dan Wiz because there was a new series that James Patterson is doing. It's called Witch and Wizard.
Really?
Yeah. I know. I just don't like him going into that kind of stuff. It's just... I don't want it to be like a copy on Harry Potter. Not that I think it's going to be, but just I don't know.
Anyway, no, you don't.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. You
snorted.
Yes, I did. Oh, you really snorted.
Well, that was imitating you. Okay, click on on
man. Okay, you know what? I didn't really do.
Okay. One more. It's from Lena. You guys are great. This is from a long time ago, so this is right after our... Yeah, sorry.
It's called from January.
Yeah, I know. It's so sad. You guys are great. A bit off topic, though. That's okay. I'll bet you'll get better. I hope it snows for you. Oh, yeah. It did,
by the way. It did.
It's not anymore, though.
Now it's like, rain! Warm! It's like rain!
Yes, it's April. Oh, my God. We haven't done anything since...
February?
No, January. Yeah. Like, the last day of January.
It's really sad.
I know, it is sad. Okay, and it's April. Oh, my God. I also think that... Oh, by the way, Britt, we can talk about the... We'll probably talk about the next book on the next podcast, because even though it's already come out in Britain, we want to wait to give you guys a chance to read, just to make sure that everybody has read it. Oh, I thought you were talking to me. No, I'm not talking to you. Why would I talk to you?
I don't know. Why would you talk to me?
Yeah, okay. Middle of the podcast. We're sitting there informing the listeners.
How are you? Good, thanks. Anyway. Your interest is just great.
I hope it's nice for you. Anyway, notice how I ignored that. Just didn't
call Yes, me. You. I noticed.
In an amazingly cool way. Okay. I hope it's nice for you. Anyway.
Wow.
I was wondering, just don't, because every time you talk to us and we're talking, just, it's like, I don't want to beep everything out, so.
Yeah, sorry. Okay. Burn that into you, anyway, I was wondering how you think Iggy started being called Iggy, and what you would name the flock if you could. I also think that Fang and Max are forever perfect for each other, but Neg and Iggy.
Nug.
Bleh. No, yeah. It's a nug.
No, I love that word. Bleh.
Okay.
Bleh.
Shut up. Can't wait for episode 3. Lena.
Bleh.
Okay. I personally think your name's pretty, okay?
It's bleh. No, I'm not insulting you, Lena. I'm just I just said bleh because I just decided to.
With an H. Bleh.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I touched it. And I don't know what
I'm doing. She touched it. Okay.
She's touched my computer. She's
okay, what computer. We would name the flock if we could. I think it sounds great. The flock. I mean...
Is your flock.
Sounds like... Wow, that eyebrow thing.
Yeah. No, I raised
Oh, yeah, I would call it the purple chrysanthemum. No, I'm kidding. I don't know.
She likes to say that word. No, I like. There's some words that I like to say just bleh, and then like.
Yeah, he really wouldn't even bleh.
No, I just like that word.
I wouldn't put it past him not to name it.
Just kind of like also, which Camp Bombercast said too.
What?
Fossum. Fossum. I love that word too.
That's not really a word. None of your favorite words are words.
No, yes, they are. People use that. Fossum. And
this doesn't qualify as a word, idiot.
No, don't call me an idiot.
It was kindly meant to.
She just fell off the chair.
Yeah, because it hurt. I was like. I am feeling really small now. Okay, why did you put it down?
What happened?
Oh!
No, that was.
She's like, whoa!
She's at the other end of the room, and still we heard.
And we could hear.
Is it my fault your volume is all loud?
What? You could have changed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it started before.
Okay, okay, just refinish. Okay, so we don't really know what we would name the flock.
Nudge and Iggy, I still agree with that.
Yes, the bleh part.
Bleh! Yeah, I know.
I can't believe I just got you started. Okay, Iggy started being called Iggy. Wait, what do you mean about that?
Turn off the sound.
About the,
Or use my headphones. By the way, I got a new phone. I love it. It's so amazing.
Okay, anyway, Iggy probably thought of himself, no, I took the chair. Okay, Iggy probably just thought of himself as an Iggy, because he did.
He probably had a pet iguana.
I really doubt that. I don't think iguanas flourish in California.
They don't live in California. Colorado, stupid.
Oh, well, California at one point, I just kind of accepted it. California, Colorado, you know, kind of sounds the same. Okay.
Cali.
Yes, anyway, there are no iguanas in Colorado, right?
Colorado.
Well, are there?
How would I know?
I don't know.
No, he probably, saved an iguana from the school and then it, died or something. I don't know.
In Colorado?
Colorado. Blech! Okay, anyway.
Okay, okay, yeah, we're not very good at answering the Asari, but, well, we're kind of good, but.
We're fine. Well, I was gonna mention something else. Okay, some people were wondering how, if Jeb and Dr. Martinez were still together. Oh, by the way, there's this person who was suggested for Dr. Martinez, she was way too young. Her name was, Selma Hayek or something.
Wait, what?
I know. Salma. It's an interesting name, but she was way too young though, and.
Wait, what? I was all
listening. Stop reading emails.
Well, I'm trying to find a new one.
Okay, gosh. Oh crap! Tasha knows what my name is, so shh, Tasha, because I sent an email from my iPhone and my stupid signature has my name in it. Crap! Oh crap! Just turn the thing off.
Wow, cinders. Tasha's in her secret circle now.
Yes. Tasha, how much do you want to keep quiet? No, I'm kidding.
We've got, zero. Okay.
No, I have, $300. Okay, anyway.
Oh, yeah, you're all gonna give it to a person named Tasha just because she knows what your name is.
No, some people already do know what my name is through listening to this podcast. I don't actually know. No, don't go to the James Patterson site.
Why not? Okay.
You giggle every second.
No, I do.
No, but, okay, so anyway, to answer that question about Martinez and Jeb, they were never together. Okay, this was artificial insemination or whatever. I was looking for a word that might be acceptable. I didn't find anyone.
I didn't find any. Yo, you... Oh, sir.
I didn't find any. Shit.
Oh,
Sorry. Oh crap, I'm gonna have to do editing for that now.
Why?
I just said shit.
I just said duh. Why?
Well, because I have to. Well, just because I said we can say crap and stuff that most people don't care about, but
what's the difference? They both mean the same thing.
Why are we discussing
this? I don't know. Okay, you do this.
Well, kind of I guess, I wonder if awesome, because you know what awesome is, just to reiterate again.
It's you emitting awesome. A really weird squeak.
Awesome.
Yeah,
No.
How long is this?
40 minutes almost.
Yeah, we should wrap it up.
No, let's wait until at least 45 minutes. Anyway.
Why?
Just listen to me. Awesome. Okay, we've almost come with, I didn't find any convincing, but anyway. They never did it. Just to say it politely.
What? What?
Dr. Martinez and Jeb never did it.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. I thought we were supposed to be a family-friendly one.
Well, no, I changed the... Anyway, this doesn't matter. Anyway, the only one that was actually, the Angel and Gazzy and Nudge were the only ones that have... Or probably not Gazzy and Angel because they were sold by their parents, remember?
Yeah.
the angel of death scene.
Wait, what?
In the picture of Gazzy.
Oh, yeah.
And in the angel of death. I love doing that.
It's funny. I can tell.
Angel of death. I like to make weird sounds.
I'm sure right now, listeners can also tell.
I'm really, really hyper, okay?
I don't want to know why.
There is no reason. I'm just hyper. I've been cooped up inside all day.
And you're still cooped up inside.
It doesn't count. Oh,
okay. We can walk outside.
Walk outside. No, as soon as we're done with
this. You are really hyper.
I am.
Okay.
I'm sorry for being hyper. It's not my fault.
And stop saying sorry.
Now. Sorry. What are you going to do about it?
Nothing.
Somebody told me that you can't be stupid and funny at the same time. It's like, I can!
You definitely can.
No, I'm sorry, I'm not stupid. Just, I like to pretend.
I'm sorry, I'm not stupid. That came out great.
I'm not stupid.
I'm sorry, I'm just not stupid.
I'm just not stupid, and neither are you.
He said that with a really grin on his face.
Sometimes we act stupid, but we're not actually.
Ooh.
Okay, what were the other,
sorry.
She's looking at the emails in our contacts. Anyway, what was the discussion
that
point
was
we
cackle.
Had?
Cackle.
What? Do you remember what cackle? Yeah. Okay, what's the discussion point? I bet this is half of it is just us laughing, doing nothing.
Yes.
Okay, what was the discussion point?
Cackling. What?
Cackle.
Yeah, he, what was what?
The discussion point we had.
Of what?
Maximum Run. We had one, remember? I was like, we don't forget to talk about this, and then we forgot. Of course.
I don't know. You never said that.
Yes, I did.
Hey, Aqua!
No, people, no.
We need the.
No, we don't,
because
I didn't
black.
Write anything.
What?
We didn't write anything down over there. I'm sorry, I had it in my head, and now it is gone.
Small one.
Okay, yeah.
I had it in my head.
No, we had a Maximum X, or I guess it's Max Dan Wiz now. We have an account, and if you guys want to friend us, you can just say, I listen to your podcast, and we
talk
will.
Talk here, not over there.
We will automatically add you.
Automatically.
So, yeah, I know, automatically. That's
just so cool.
No, we should set up like a Facebook or something, too. I don't know.
That would be cool.
I know it would. No, we have to set up a lot of
we could put up
those
really cool blacked out photos.
And yeah, and we could even, go to some chat site and talk to you guys on there. And get, YouTube.
You guys, meaning the listeners.
Yes. I think that this is all obviousness.
Oh, yeah. We're just always one step behind.
Yeah, I have to remind you of tell you something about at the end of last time.
Remind you to tell me about something?
No, I'm sorry. No, this was something I was thinking about to get myself back on track to the discussion point about Max and Ryan I had. Okay, last time after the podcast.
I feel like sausages.
That's from Camp Bummercast.
Wait, what? No, I
Camp
really
Bummercast.
Feel like sausages.
Have you listened to Camp Bummercast?
What is that?
It's another Maximum Ride podcast, but they're
British.
Oh,
no, I really
they are
like
so funny.
I really feel like sausages.
You want sausages.
Yes. Wait, that was completely out of the blue. Wait, there's really another podcast that says that?
Yeah, I know.
I guess we fans think alike.
Great minds think alike.
And fan minds think alike. And
stupid minds think alike, too, I guess.
Yeah, the opposite is true. We'll never know which. Okay.
Anyway.
We're like, okay.
Anyway.
Whoa, that just crashed. Okay.
Well, do you think that, when they grow up, if a lot
ooh,
of fan
why did you read this?
Are about, you don't, just borrow the book. I have the book.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know you didn't even know that. Ah.
I don't know a lot of things. Why are you so surprised?
Clueless person.
Man. I'm gonna read it anyway.
Not now. Read it later.
Okay, somehow let's do a graceful ending.
Graceful ending, yeah, right. Graceful is not in our
vocabulary.
What?
What do you mean what? I can do it. I can do it too, okay? I can also talk about this, okay?
Cinder's talking. I mean, no, Cinder's doesn't talk like that. I mean,
yeah, you're talking about yourself, third person.
No, I love doing that.
So smart.
I love doing that.
Cinder's really light.
No, it's like, I don't remember what it was, but my mom's friend was talking about that.
Does your just mom her name have was a code Jen, name? Okay?
It was, no. Just, my mom's friend's name was Jen. Yeah, no, she was like, yeah, let's all make fun of, she was saying this. Let's all make fun of Jen. Jen moves all the time. Jen likes to talk in the third person. Somebody else said, and then everybody started laughing. I don't know why I mentioned that.
Because we're talking about third person?
Yeah. Well, maybe, no. I wonder how, like, if so let's say this is, I finally came upon a discussion point. Let's say, like, some other, like, mutation thing. How come all six of them got wings, and like, how come they're all exactly the same? Because they're mixed with
blood. No. I'm saying is that the only way. Well, look, you've got to think about the fact that probably hundreds of experiments were done in there, and out of hundreds, only these six survived. So obviously, human DNA is only compatible with bird DNA, because they're the only ones that came out, right?
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking, well, and wolves, but anyway, that's not the point.
Yeah, but that doesn't work that well, right?
Yeah, because they die soon.
Exactly. So they're not really that compatible. Obviously, birds are, for some reason.
No. But why, since their DNA was mixed with birds? But how can they control how the kids get wings? Like, why do one of them not have a beak?
Well, look, this is just how it happened. They probably weren't controlling anything. This is just how it happens. Apparently, that's what they're saying to us. That's what happens when you mix 2% exactly.
And also, I wonder
they probably had the same amount
if, like,
of DNA.
If they met some other mutant that survived, but, like, wasn't really birdie, but, like, they could keep up with
wasn't
them.
Really birdie?
Bird. Stop insulting me and just
No, I just don't get it. Okay.
No, but, like, what if, like, one that could, like, float or something? Like, kind of like the adopted total, but, like, I don't know.
Wait, so what would happen then? What do you mean?
Yeah, like, no, I wonder if they would. I don't think they would ever. But also.
Wait, no, you never finish your sentences. I don't think they would ever.
No, I don't think they would ever get a new person in the flock, but, like.
No, they're too tight. They're just.
But, like Total was in, like, this, and so was Akilah. Now, granted, they can't really have. Like,
it's just a little bit too.
Kill them.
No, well, dogs is slightly different. Like another mutant would be a little bit different. Like the dogs, it's like kind of like acquiring a new pet almost. Obviously, they're like several notches above pets, but well, anyway, Total is. But
no, but you know, the chip.
Yeah.
And it came out of her arm, and
well,
it was
there's
like,
a lot of loose ends.
Yeah, but like
a lot.
But
of
after
loose ends.
The director was,
I don't know how many of them are explained in that.
Listen to me.
What?
I'm sorry. We've always wondered what it was that the chip was for, or at least before it came out of her arm.
Yeah, and, I'm just a little
but
bit
like
about
the
that.
Director got of iTex, not the director of the movie, just to tell
yeah,
you,
okay.
inform you, but
yeah.
She got the info, like they can fly this fast and etc. But, like, what else was the chip for? Like, what the hell? Why do you leave this in?
I think that's not explained, you know? Who knows what they put that in for? I personally think that it didn't work the way it was
like,
supposed
what's
to.
What's he leaving up? Is the chip completely finished? Because it hasn't been mentioned at all. Except for the
exactly,
thing
I think
about
it's
Bailey.
Just well, I think it's just
like,
stopped.
What is he leaving?
Well, I haven't read Max. Gotta remember, I have idea.
But anyway, but like, what's he leaving? Is he going through this quickly, like making up as he goes along, or
James Patterson? I'm pretty sure that most authors, 99% of them, have an idea of what the ending of their series.
No, but the thing is, because it seems like, but the thing is, he remember Akilah wasn't just like
I haven't read Max.
Akilah is in the fourth one, dummy.
I know. I remember Akilah.
But anyway, Akilah was, like, voted in on the Fang's blog before it was moved to Max Mex, and now Max Dan Wiz.
I wasn't really reading that Fang's blog that
But, like,
devotedly.
It was, there was a vote, yeah.
What about that? I don't remember, I never saw that. I'm
well,
behind
like,
on that. Wait, why? What do you mean she was voted in?
Well, because, like, James Patterson had this poll, should there be a new flock member? It's like, yeah, let's just, it's like, let's just throw in a new character.
So was she thrown in Max?
Well, no, no. Oh my god.
What?
Do I have to spell? Not literally. Don't take what I say literally, because then you will.
No, I mean, is she in the flock in Max?
Yeah. She's in the flock in the fourth one, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the end, you're right.
By the end.
Sorry, that part kind of got blanked out. Okay. Anyway. I like watching these little blobs.
The blobs of sound on it. Yes. We're watching this showing us how loud it's being. Anyway. That was. I said that really weirdly.
Okay, sorry.
So, yeah. That looks so cool. So, we are probably...
I'm slightly easily distracted. Slightly
easily distracted. I wish we had some better, like, equipment. Just
what? Medical equipment?
No, not medical equipment. Some better equipment for this, because my computer, the sound quality is
so
crap.
So, you want medical equipment?
Medical.
Yes. Like, I don't want to be a mutant. Please, Christian, no experiments.
Yeah,
that'd be fun. I was thinking, okay, too old!
We should, like, to modify some pictures so that we have wings and, like, whatever. Put it up on our blog.
That would be cool.
I know.
Okay, I know.
Well,
I'm the queen of
so
really
we have
weird
mentioned.
Laughs.
Oh wait, did we mention who the director of the new movie is?
Who?
Sunman. Okay. I think I remember.
Not Michelle Pfeiffer.
That's the news bulletin. There's no.
No, Michelle Pfeiffer is a director. Yeah.
No.
I was like, I didn't know she was a director.
Okay, it's Catherine Hardwick who.
Oh,
did,
directed Twilight. I'm sure a lot of you remember her.
Some of them, some people would probably like, a lot of people don't like her because a lot of people hated Twilight, but like.
Well, look, I don't think a lot of people don't, do a lot of people hate Twilight because of the directing? Or because
of the
actors?
The movie.
Yes,
no.
Because of the actors
and
directing.
I love the scene where she's like in the bed and it's like. I have to leave now. And she's like, no! Which I laugh so hard. Anyway.
Also, she doesn't have any pants on. I didn't get that.
What?
Did you even notice?
We're not twice.
She had no pants on. And it was really creepy. Okay.
Ooh, kinky. No,
and
oh,
and one boy sitting behind went, ooh. Like, that was really funny. I'm like, oh, great. It was in the theater, by the way. Yes. Okay, let's go on.
I actually saw that with my mom, so it was kind of awkward. You went with your friends. I didn't get to. I wanted
to. Well, I went on Thanksgiving night, and there was so surprisingly a lot of people.
I actually saw Monsters vs. Aliens, but anyway, there's another point.
Thanksgiving?
No, just recently. But anyway.
That's
basically a wrap. Oh, I'm sorry. Just listen to us next week and we'll have...
He just did, like, that's basically a wrap. Oh, I'm sorry. We're so sorry. Because sinners like to talk
that's
like this.
I do not talk like that. Just...
Okay.
That's goodbye. Goodbye.
Okay.
Goodbye.
How do you stop?
No, don't say... Just
what?
Remember...
Goodbye. Don't say goodbye.
No, send emails, comments, don't forget, and I would have to take...
Don't
I'm
forget
get
as
off,
what he just said.
Get off the air and just so I can, so that I don't crack up and
become incoherent
and speaking.
That hasn't stopped you before.
Shut up. Okay. Listen to us next week. Goodbye. Wait, it's not working. Oh, no!